Teach English, a problem for teachers. Local newspapers jumped on a story this week on the topic of Chinglish. Chinglish is not a new word. I heard it for the first time 30 years ago. At times, Chinglish can be charming. At the wrong moment, however, Chinglish can annoy readers and embarrass non-native speakers. A fellow named Oliver Radke published Chinglish Found in Translation in 2007. He is particularly interested in the Chinglish he finds on a spate of signs, menus, and the like in China. Radke said recently that Chinglish is so much more than just incompetent or incorrect English, but communicates a certain Chinese way of thinking, and he may be right.
Many English teachers believe that Chinglish may indicate some Chinese sensitivities about nature or human behavior, and charm or a gentle humor may be a pleasant byproduct of those indications. But Chinglish can also be a kick in the pants to anyone who wants to learn English well. One of my students recently wrote, "This poem is point out that her appearance is of look beauty under moonlight." My student's meaning is clear, but I owe it to my students to tell them the truth. Bad English is bad English. We can all improve in our second languages, myself included. We'll never do that if native speakers won't tell us when we're wrong.